Chapter 2. Michael O'Reilly was sitting alone with a glass of whiskey. He had drunk a lot tonight already, but he didn't care. It was Saturday, and that meant whiskey, music, and fun. As usual, on a Saturday night, Murphy's Bar was full of people enjoying themselves. Some were just sitting and drinking at tables. Some were dancing to loud Irish music. A group of young people were sitting at the table next to Michael. One of the men got up to go to the bar, and he knocked Michael's table and spilled some of his drink. Immediately, Michael jumped to his feet and grabbed the man aggressively, pushing him against a wall.
"Do you want a fight?" said Michael.
No, I'm sorry," said the frightened young man. "It was an accident. Please let me buy you another drink."
"Humph, I'll have a whiskey," said Michael, and let go of him. "A large one."
The young man returned with a large whiskey and put it down in front of Michael. Then the group at the next table quickly stood up and left the bar. Michael drank the whiskey and watched them leave.
"Never mind," he thought. "There will be plenty of time for fighting later."
Michael's perfect Saturday night included lots of whiskey and lots of fighting. He was quick with a knife and knew how to shoot, but he preferred a good fight with his fists. And he never lost. A bell rang.
Ding, ding!
"Last orders, please," called the barman.
It was late, and the bar would be closing soon. This was the call for any last drinks before the bar stopped serving. Michael bought two more drinks and sat back at the table. He was not in a hurry to leave. This was a good time to have a fight. People didn't want to go home. They wanted to have more fun. They could get emotional. Fights could happen. But soon the bar was empty, and he was the last person there.
"We're closing now, Michael," said the barman. "Time to go home."
Michael was disappointed. There would be no fight tonight. He stood up and put his coat on before leaving the bar.
"Everybody here knows me," Michael said to himself. "Everybody knows that if they get into a fight with me, I will win. I should find somewhere else to drink."
As he walked home, a dark figure came towards him. The man knocked into Michael on purpose as he went past. Michael was surprised.
"Hey!"
he shouted. But the man ignored him and kept on walking. Michael was cross. Nobody treated him like that. Everybody had to show respect to Michael O'Reilly. The Irish gang ruled this part of the city, and he was one of the gang's men. He turned towards the figure.
"Hey, you had better stop when I call you," he said. "Don't you know who I am?"
The man stopped. He turned slowly to look at Michael.
"Yes," he said, without fear. "I know who you are. I just don't care."
"What did you just say?"
said Michael.
He was even more cross now. He walked quickly towards the man with his fists up in front of him. He was angry, but he was also excited and happy that he had found someone to fight.
"I'm going to make you sorry you said that," he said. "Come on, then. Let's see how good you are."
"I'm not going to fight you," said the man. "I've got better things to do than waste my time on you."
"Well, you don't have a choice," said Michael, as he threw his fist at the man.
The man simply stepped back and pulled out a gun. He pointed it at Michael's head.
"Hey, that's not fair," said Michael. "That's cheating."
"Crime is never fair," said the man, "but it's exactly what you deserve." He fired two shots and then walked away along the dark, empty street, leaving Michael's body lying on the cold ground.